All right, who are you and why are you here?
My name is Eric Barr. I like to make weird stuff, and this is a good place to show it off.
So you're kind of a known guy. You're one of the better welders around.
I like to weld.
Yeah, you like to weld, and you like sparkly things.
I'm not a fisherman, but I could probably pull it off.
So tell me about yourself. You know, you're pretty prolific on the Facebooks or Instagrams, and you're always showing some work that you do. You're a hard worker, and you're always up to something. Where did you come from, you know, kind of what got you here?
A bunch of crazy ideas and stuff. You know, I like to refine the techniques and stuff when I work at a tandem factory, and I just like to study the torch and knock that stuff out, but I don't really like tandems that much, but I want to make a few of my own crazy bikes as well.
Well, you obviously love bicycles.
I love bicycles. I mean, if making a tandem is the greatest thing in the world. Just making a bike. So I don't know. I just want to, it's really important for me to make something I've never seen before. And I got a ton of ideas. If I could do half of them.
So you're looking for invention and novelty.
Yeah. Invention and novelty. Okay. I love it. And a lot of, with the titanium, it's a lot of invention of stuff you don't even see. Tooling and whatnot and process.
How to get it done.
How to get it done. That's super exciting to me.
Okay.
Same with the metal flake. That has just its own thing. You see a bunch of different things here that are metal flaked. They're all done different ways.
Okay.
With different processes and stuff. I really enjoy that.
Because you're one of these guys that, like, you love lettering. You like the pinstripes.
Like,
you've been doing metal flake like crazy.
I
mean,
just
this dirt jump looking single speed thing.
That is my trail bike.
A regular trail bike, but it's a single speed. But
yeah.
I mean, man, that thing is just popping.
Yeah, that's my bike. I made that one 4 years ago, and we were coming to Utah, and I was like, well, I gotta go ride Fruta. It's my favorite place in the world. It's on the way, halfway. So I was like, well, I guess we should decorate a little bit, and just threw that on last weekend. Stayed up all night painting.
So, but I mean, like with pinstriping, you know, you're kind of like getting into the whole Rat Fink hot rod guys and the old school, and
but then you're
like working with titaniums, and you're trying to do this like checkerboardy look or stripe look, and you're working with new materials.
Yeah.
Like, how do you see that interface between like old school hot rod world that you obviously fetishize, and this new thing with like your wild track bikes and stuff?
Yes, all of that. I don't know, one step at a time, and from the time I wake up, time I go to bed, it's what I'm thinking about. It's something I want to make. It's kind of wild. I've never seen before.
So you're working at the tandem shop,
and
that's a commute away. You spend a few days welding tandem, and then you got a few days in your own shop?
Correct.
And, like, when you're in your own shop, I mean, just by what I see coming out of you through social media, are you just always making something? Are you always standing in front of a tool or a torch?
Yes.
Or is there kind of a lot of staring off into space, drinking a coffee to kind of get there? Not
absolutely.
That's bad, just you got to get there.
No, yeah, it's the execution part is moving. And what you learn is that you can't just stare at stuff. You got to be moving. And you can think about the next project while you're moving.
Okay, so you think about stuff. You start doing the work, and then you're thinking while you work, but it's next step.
But just always try to keep moving if you can. Certainly, there's times you just stand around and stare at stuff, but you want to get something done.
Okay, so, and you're known for you obviously weld steel very well, but, you know, you do beautiful titanium welds and beautiful aluminum welds.
I love that.
And those two materials are known for different things. Titanium being a very easy material to actually weld, but you got to follow all the rules so that you get there.
Yeah,
and aluminum, the difficult material to actually do the weld. You're just riding the lightning.
It is, and it's they're so different. I enjoy that. It's like riding a mountain bike versus a road bike. It's still riding a bike. Two very different things.
Okay.
I like that.
Like, say you were giving advice to someone who wanted to weld titanium really well, and someone who wanted to weld aluminum very well. What are, like, kind of a quick synopsis of what can help you make you better at each of those?
Oh, man, I always felt like I did my best aluminum welding after welding titanium. I always felt like I did my best titanium welding after welding aluminum. I think they all work together. So they're so different.
Best billet goes
hold on a second.
Kirk of Kirk Frameworks.
Well deserved.
I don't even know what's going on.
He's announcing awards.
Okay, what did he win?
Best Philip Race.
Oh, okay.
That was the one with the sculpted.
He's been pushing that one, yeah.
That one was pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good. I'm bummed I missed the judging yesterday, so oh well.
Yeah, I haven't even... All I've been doing is talking to people,
cool.
Which is nice.
Yes.
Okay, so go on about the welding stuff.
Okay, so aluminum versus titanium. I think that I learned with aluminum. I always felt like that was the easiest thing to learn with because it's so big that you can actually see what's going on.
It's like a macro thing.
It's real big. However, it's also the most gravity affected and the most out of control. So I think it's the easiest to learn and the hardest to master. Titanium is like, since it's everything so tight and small, it makes a nice perfect circle. Again, it's just more about the process and then just a ton of practice.
Right. So prep like crazy and then just practice.
And then prep and practice. Just tons of practice to get there.
What's exciting you right now? I know that you've updated your track bike rear end thing,
sure.
I think. Is that this red one here?
That one is actually for a customer.
Oh, that was for a customer, but you were building that most recently, right?
Yeah, that one was that. We used the show as a goal.
Okay.
And stuff. And that's kind of a really cool thing to be able to make a crazy bike, but be able to turn it around for somebody else on a timeline is super challenging in and of itself.
Well, that's the business, and that's what's keeping a lot of these people alive.
And that's what I'm learning, too. That's my next step is actually, I think we're there skills-wise and creativity-wise. We're tightening up the business is the next thing we're doing.
Sure. I mean, I think you're not lacking at all when it comes to skills and creativity.
Yeah.
You know, it's just wondering how do you interface with people and
how do
you find your customers and how do you
absolutely.
Get the money?
Exactly. I think that's the million-dollar question for everybody here. And I think everybody has to, just like our bikes are all different, I think there's different ways to get there as well.
Sure. You describe for me, you have a little compound, the speed
mm-hmm.
shop. And you've got your Dizzy Drome, and you're like, what's that like? Are you out in the middle of nowhere, and you just got your own little world you created for yourself, and you get
kinda,
to do whatever the hell you want?
I found it. I have a really cool landlord that bought me a new shovel. I can do whatever I want. He lives right there. He lets me do whatever. He's watching my cat right now.
Cool.
And he's like, I don't care what you do. Just pay the rent. So he comes in, I'll weld a gun for him or something like that. He doesn't really...
Just stay out of trouble.
Just stay out of trouble. And it's actually right in the middle of Colorado Springs.
Uh-huh.
You would never guess that you were in the middle of a big old city by where I live.
Yeah, I look at pictures. I figure you're out in the mountains and you're just
not at all.
Old coot.
No, man. I hear gunshots every week.
Oh, you're in the hood.
We're in the hood, actually.
Oh, okay.
That's like literally right
totally
across
blowing
the street,
my mind.
Like literally right across the street are the Crackstack apartments and
you know
stuff, weird stuff. Last week there was a big fire in the backyard that bums set off and. It's
anyone ever mess with you down there in terms of like, you know, you got a lot
I've
of stuff, you're an
stolen.
Easy target.
I've had, but it's pretty secret. It's kind of a secret special spot. I'm really lucky to have it.
Cool.
But I have a very small shop. It isn't much bigger than my booth, really.
What would you want to talk about when if I'm talking about design, craft, inspiration, that sort of thing, like what would you want to communicate to other people or... What would you like to pass down?
It's just all steps. It's all one step at a time, and everything builds on it. It all works together.
Where did you start? Where did you start with all this? Like you started. When was the first time you picked up a torch?
Well, it wasn't even before the torch. It was a lot of work. I started out as a machinist. I went to school for that, and then I got a job as a toolmaker back in I guess 20 years now ago.
You in Colorado?
Actually in South Dakota. I grew up in South Dakota, and I moved to Colorado. And then I found myself working at Tomac Mountain Bikes, making downhill bikes, right before their last setup.
Back sure. And then you just became a contract killer?
Yeah, I guess. And then I figured if you really want to get good, you got to knock out a frame every day and stuff. And there's no way around it. You got to make stuff and just
but
do
you're
it.
Also, like, I mean, you say you're going to be a tool maker and all this sort of stuff. That tends to be... a little bit more finicky, and it tends to be less artistic.
Yes.
You're known
that
for
was,
not being the finicky and you're a loosey-goosey guy.
Yes, but no, but yes. It goes back to you got to learn the rules before you can break them.
Sure.
I know the rules.
That's excellent. It's probably really a great example of that.
But it would freak you out how much I eyeball stuff.
All right. I'm amazed sometimes I see the construction you do.
Yeah, it's just...
Because I know how to cut metal, and I know how to do stuff. I'm a little too meticulous. I fuss.
I can get that way.
And,
I can certainly
But the thing is, sometimes, you know, making it happen counts.
Yes, absolutely. It's a little bit half knowing what you can do to cut and half knowing what you can do to put the metal back.
How often are you filling huge gaps?
Oh, that's a secret.
We don't talk about that, do we?
Well, again, it knows what you can do, but there's times when... There's times I've fixed blown holes or whatever, and you're like, man, I wish I wasn't good at that.
Oh, really?
You know?
Oh, yeah, like me, whenever I weld a bike up, I'm like, I want to post pictures on Instagram or Facebook and say, look at this, I'm awesome at grinding welds.
Man, I don't know how many, but after a while, you just kind of stop after a while. You just kind of, so it all works out, I guess, but... I wish I wasn't good at fixing stuff, but that's how you get good, and it's so frustrating. But
we all make our mistakes.
There's no way around it. Yeah. So for me, my avenue was to get a contract job, and make a lot of bikes, and then I can go in and when it comes time to say if I have 40 hours into a bike frame, and it comes time to welding for 1 hour, it's all right there.
Right, right. You're on point.
You're on point.
Versus me, I'm going to weld one bike every 2 months.
And you're just never going to get it.
I know.
So you have two choices. You either have to buy cases of tubes and make a run and you fund it yourself, or you get a contract job.
Right.
That's it.
Right. Cool.
Well, once you have it, you have it.
I'm glad you made it to the show. It's you've got the sparkliest booth.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you, Peter. Nice to see you.